بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب إكرام الضيف. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين؟ إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما، قال سلام قوم منكرون. فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين، فقربه إليهم قال ألا تأكلون. صدق الله العظيم. This is a new chapter. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given it the heading. And when it comes to akhlaq and etiquette in Islam, this is a very, very important chapter. Particularly our satis that are engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, one important part of what we call Nusrat, making the Nusrat of Deen, assisting or utilizing our wealth and our time in the effort of deen, one important part of that is what we call feeding others. These are the days of Hajj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the great reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, that the haji who makes what we call Hajj mabrur, Allah ta'ala, لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. There is no other recompense for it but Jannah. In other words, his Jannah is guaranteed. The Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا بِرُّ الْحَجِّ. Ya Rasulullah, what constitutes Hajj Mabrur? What makes the Hajj such that Allah has promised Jannah on such a Hajj? I've mentioned this many times before, that if we have to logically look at it, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you ask somebody what are the arkan of Hajj, what are the rukuns of Hajj, the pillars of Hajj, the answer is quite simple. There are two rukuns of Hajj. In other words, without this there is no Hajj. One is the wukuf of Arafah on the 9th of Zilhijjah, between the time of Zawal and sunset, to be in Arafah. And the second is what we call Tawaf-e-Ziyarat. These are the Tawaf-e-Ziyarat is performed any time after the 10th, after the pelting of the Jamarat and then the Qurbani, then the Tawaf-e-Ziyarat is made. These are what we call the Arkan of Hajj, the pillars of Hajj. Without this, there is no Hajj. So we should have expected the response to be, person who makes a very good wukuf in Arafah, or he makes a very good tawaf ziyarat, or any of the other wajibat of Hajj, or the manasik of Hajj. But very, very interestingly, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was asked this question, what makes your Hajj such that you are a jannati? What makes it mabrur? He said, the first thing he responded, it'amu ta'am. It'amu ta'am, feeding the people. Now logically, this response does not make sense. It'amu ta'am, what has feeding people got to do with Hajj? Yet we see how this is highlighted, how this is emphasized. Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Sahab, down Barakatuh, one of our Akabirin, recently they were in South Africa. Find whole bayans Hazrat Mawlana gives about this aspect, that historically, if you look in Medina Munawwara, if you look in the seerah of Islam, there was no such thing as restaurants. People never needed to go somewhere and buy food that was ready-made or prepared. Because any time a stranger was seen anywhere, straight away that person was invited. There was no such thing as you walk into the masjid, somebody is here from out of town, and that person has to make intizam for his own food. So much this is emphasized We see in the verses of the Quran, in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the importance of feeding. In other words, spending your money. One is the time you give for deen, the other is the wealth which Allah has given you to utilize it for deen. And one important part of utilizing it for deen is to feed the hungry person, feed the guest, feed the needy. Sometimes the person is not needy, then to have this mizaj. We find in the olden days, we see it amongst our elderly family members. Sometimes even up till now, you'll hear this expression that mehman aa gaya, barkat aa gaya. Guest has come, barkat has come. Today, unfortunately, we have become so influenced by the environment around us. Somebody pitches up at our house without permission, we get upset. Why the person never took permission? How can he just come like that? Whereas we see, we're not talking about 14 centuries ago, recently, the recent past, when a stranger was seen, somebody came to the house all of a sudden, the family members would actually get happy that Allah Ta'ala has sent barakat, Allah Ta'ala has sent blessings, and they would look forward to this opportunity. Azama Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Hayatul Sahaba, you find an entire chapter devoted to this. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was the daily ma'mool in Madinah Munawwara. After Salah, he would get up, sometimes 80, sometimes 100, sometimes 150 people had come. The wufud, delegations, people from outside Medina had come to accept Islam. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daily would distribute them amongst the companions. It's mentioned about Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala, on average 80 guests a day he would feed. On average 80 guests a day he would feed. The Ashab al-Suffa, the people that used to live on the raised platform in Madinah Munawwara, these were people without home, without shelter, without any of the comforts of life. Daily Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would call them to his house, he would feed them, he would distribute them amongst the companions. And we find Quran, hadith, replete with incidents. In fact, the very reason the verse of the Quran that was revealed, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, Allah Ta'ala describes the Ansar of Medina, the residents of Medina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala gives testimony to the iman, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا. And then وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, they would give preference to others over themselves even though they were needy. This verse was revealed when? This verse was revealed on an occasion of feeding a guest. That the Sahabi received the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was only enough food in the house for one person. So the wife went hungry, the husband went hungry, the children went hungry. They concealed their poverty, but they made sure that the guest ate stomach full. And on this Quran was revealed, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. حَقٌّ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ سِتٌّ. It comes in hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the right that your brother enjoys over you are six, and amongst them, إِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَى, that if somebody has to invite you to food, ulama say it is compulsory to accept that invitation. Some say wajib, the masla is in its place, but we see the emphasis, the mizaj, the temperament of shariat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mafhum of the hadith, when you cook food in your house, when you cook food in your house, increase the water, let the gravy be more, share with the neighbor. Comes in hadith that it is impossible that a man can have iman. It is impossible that a man can have iman, he can be a Muslim, if he is eating and his neighbor is going hungry. So part of the akhlaq and character of a Muslim, and like I mentioned, particularly those involved in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, is this mizaj and temperament of feeding others. We have to develop this within us, feed this. Sometimes today, unfortunately, we find amongst our masturat, when the unannounced guest pitches up, we regard this to be a burden. It's not a burden. We have made it a burden. Why? Because we have raised the standard. We have raised the bar. One is the normal meal that you eat. Then when the guest is invited, then we want to go to such extremes in preparing for that guest that it becomes difficult upon the entire household. What we should do is lower the standard. Lower the standard, take out all this unnecessary protocol. But on a daily basis, when a meal is prepared in a Muslim home, there has to be this mizaj and temperament that that meal is not only prepared for that family. That meal is prepared with this that feed others. Feed others, even if it is the servants in your house, if it is your neighbors, look around for people to invite. We'll see in these ahadith, in this chapter, we'll see in the verses of the Quran. Unfortunately, time is already running out. But we see how much this is greatly emphasized. As it like, coming back to what I was saying earlier, as a Moisus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, one entire chapter, 50, 60, 70 pages of Hayatul Sahaba, incident upon incident upon incident of the manner in which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam would feed others, Sahaba Ikram would feed others. We find, if you look at the sayings of the Salaf Salihin, Shaqiq Balkhi rahimahullah, what a beautiful thing he said when it comes to feeding others. He said, Laysa shay'un ahabba ilayya min ad-dayf. Laysa shay'un ahabba ilayya min ad-dayf. He said, there is nothing that is more beloved to me than having a guest to share my meal. Dhaif, what you call mehman. The Arabic word for guest is dhaif, mehman. He says, why? لِأَنَّ رِزْقَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأَجْرُهُ إِلَيَّ لِأَنَّ رِزْقَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأَجْرُهُ إِلَيَّ. Because the risk and sustenance of the mehman and the guest is upon Allah. It is the source of barakah and blessing. Allah is going to give barakah in your risk, in your sustenance. And أَجْرُهُ إِلَيَّ. His risk is upon Allah and the reward comes to me. Why? Because I opened the dastarkhan for that person. I didn't provide for him. His risk was already written. His risk is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So develop, like I said, particularly our satis that are involved in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, feeding jamaats, feeding the stranger. When you go out in the path of Allah, spending in such a manner that you feed others rather than expect your ikram to be made. This is something that must become part of the psyche, of the nature of a Muslim, particularly one engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Because what does Dawat and Tabligh mean? That you are Naibur Rasul, the representative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there was not a day, I am emphasizing this, there was not a day in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that my Nabi had food and he did not share it with others. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam imbibed this quality in himself and in those around him to it'amu ta'am, feed the next person, feed the hungry, feed the needy, feed the mehman, feed the guest. Inshallah, we'll continue.